Take in. With a nervous giggle, Seema started up the stairs.
It's not a break-in. You have a key, and you paid the rent.
Half?
He said it was half. Did you ever check for sure how much the rent was?
Well, no, but...
Seema, you've got to stop letting yourself get pushed around. What you were paying for the squeeze box up here probably covered the whole cha-cha.
I know, I know.
You're gonna feel a lot better after you cut out the toes in his socks. Remember the plan. One sock from each pair, a little nip so it starts to unravel. You start on that while I put the itching powder in his moisturizer. Then we replace the golf club with the toy one and we book. We don't touch anything else. In and out.
And he won't know what the hell. He's not gonna golf until he gets somebody to pay the indoor fee, so that can't come back on me. The socks will make him crazy.
He'll figure it happened at the dry cleaners. He deserves it. A guy who has his socks dry cleaned deserves it.
Yeah. And the itching powder? He'll go screaming to the doctor, figuring he's got a new allergy.
Fuckball. Fuckball,
her friend agreed righteously, as they finally reached the fourth floor.
Moment of truth, Seema.
On a long breath, Seema steadied herself. Climbing three flights, dressed in her winter coat, scarf, boots, hat, December 2060 was as bitter as her heart. She had worked up a little sweat. She pulled out the key again, crossed the fingers of her free hand, swiped. Locks thumped open. Seema let out a triumphant hoot and was immediately shushed.
You want the neighbors poking out?
No, but... Before she could finish, Seema found herself pushed inside and the door quietly, firmly closed behind her.
Turn on the light, Seem.
Right. She hit the switch, then hissed.
Look at this mess. I haven't been gone a week, and he's already got crap tossed everywhere. Look in there.
She walked toward the kitchen bump as she pointed.
Dirty dishes? Takeout boxes? I bet they're bugs. Ooh, I bet they're bugs in there. What do you care? You don't live here. So you don't have to pick up his mess or worry about bugs.
But still... And look at the living room. Clothes tossed all over. Shoes just...
Hey!
She marched over, picked up a scarlet red high heel, then scooped up a bra with yellow polka dots over purple lace.
I never noticed any tranny tendencies.
Because he doesn't have any.
I know, Sim. It's like we all told you. He only booted you because he sniffed up a new skirt. And geez, it's been like a week since he did the booting, so you have to figure. Don't blubber,
she ordered as Seema started to do just that.
Get even! Come on!
Focused on the task at hand, she pulled the shoe, the bra, away, tossed them down again, took Seema's arm.
I'll get you started on the socks.
I sort of loved him.
Sort of is sort of. He treated you like crap, so you pay him back. Then you can move on. Trust me.
Seema's tear and tequila blurred eyes tracked back to the bra.
I want to bust something up. You're not going to. You're going to be smart and hit him where it hurts. Vanity and wallet. And then we're gonna go do some more shots.
Lots of them.
Bunches of lots of them.
Seema squared her shoulders and nodded. With her hand in her friend's, moral support, she started toward the bedroom she'd shared for 7.5 weeks with her cheap, cheating, callous boyfriend.
He didn't even put up any Christmas decorations. He has a cold heart.
She couldn't have been more right. Trey Ziegler sat propped on the bed, the long chestnut and gold streaked hair he was so proud of, matted.